At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometer range. Recharge your soul.
Lots of people, though, are getting in touch still on 087-1400-106 about the conversation we had with Leo Leggio, who is of the Irish Road Victims Association, a little bit earlier today on the weekend that was experienced on Irish roads and the trauma that families up and down this country are going to be experiencing, a trauma that Leo and his family have experienced. And they know more than anyone else how all of those families touched by tragedy this weekend are going to define their lives by it. Everything that happens to them from here on in will be thought about in terms of having happened after this weekend, and everything before this weekend. This would be the defining point, the pivot point in their lives. 087-1400-106 is the number if you want to get in touch with your views. Robert in Kildare says, what about the massive in-car screens with apps and features you don't need in some cars now? They take your eyes completely off the road for seconds at a time. Owen in Offaly says, can we talk about the state of roads and all of this? I'm living in Offaly and every secondary and tertiary road I am on every day is in bits. There isn't an edge or a margin on any of them, forcing people to drive in the middle constantly. The repairs are sporadic and done in patches and often contribute to the emergence of potholes and falls. Aidy in Talla says, my 16-year-old brother was killed in a hit and run by a stolen car in 1979. Has time healed us? Absolutely not. I'm sad to say, Aidy. I'm sorry to hear it, despite how many years have passed since. And just one more for the moment. This one says, sites like Garda Checkpoints on Facebook make me laugh. Facebook puts up all these messages about people who've died in the roads and people writing their condolences. And the same site hosts pages where people put up details on where the Gardaí are out with speed cameras so they don't get caught. 087 1400 106. Thank you for that text. Liam Geraghty is with me. He's a Garda superintendent. Liam, you're welcome to the show. We've got a bank holiday weekend around the corner, and I know it is often around bank holiday weekends, particularly in the summer, when we'll have messages from the likes of yourselves about the need to take particular care on the roads. I assume that message now amplified after the last 48 hours.
Good afternoon, Kieran, and good afternoon to your listeners. And first of all, obviously, on behalf of Garda Síochána, I'd like to express my sympathies and sympathies of everybody for the families of the five victims of road traffic collisions over the weekend. But yes, this coming weekend is an August bank holiday weekend, and start of that August sort of summer season when there will be an awful lot more traffic on the road, with more people moving around the country just to have summer holidays, to visit family and friends, but to go to festivals and events that will be taking place. So this weekend we will be launching our bank holiday road safety campaign later on this week with the Road Safety Authority and the department, and we will be putting a significant extra resources, as we would normally do on bank holiday weekends, out across the country for the August bank holiday weekend.
We had an unfortunate upward trend, or upward tick in the trend of road deaths last year, Liam, and it looked like we might follow it this year. Now they came down a bit, and then we'll have a spike over the last few days, unfortunately. So we'll have to wait and see where we end up at year end. But what is your view and the view of An Garda Síochána as to how we find ourselves in this situation?
Yes, it is concerning. Very much, we had a particularly bad first quarter of this year, the first 3 months of this year. The second quarter, while any road death is not good news, 25 less people died on our roads during the second quarter of 2024 compared to the first quarter of 2024. Why is this happening? Again, it's very, very difficult to put any particular finger on it. It's across all modes of transport, from cars, trucks, vehicles, motorbikes, e-scooters, pedestrians, and across all age groups, from our younger people who are unfortunately still very much predominantly part of the victims in this case, right up to much older people. Mm. And I suppose what happens is there is a huge sense of complacency, despite all the talking about it. There is a huge sense of complacency that when we go out on the road, we tend to forget it is a really, really dangerous activity that we all take part in every single day, whether that is just going for a walk or whether that is driving your car to and from work. The volume of cars on our roads has significantly increased. There is maybe a sense of greater aggression around the country, some people would say, since COVID. But that certainly does seem to be transposing into our attitudes on the roads a little bit. And that impatience to get there is prevalent amongst a lot of different people. So we would still say to everybody, you know, the simple message, and the one message that will actually work, is particularly for vehicle users to slow down. And that's not just to obey the speed limit, within the speed limit to slow down. Because if you take that 5 kilometres per hour off the speed limit across the national fleet, it does have an immediate impact on the level and seriousness of road traffic collisions that take place.
You mentioned younger people, and a point Leo was making when I was speaking to him earlier on is just about the prevalence of phone use. And while kind of smartphones are not new, what's new is that we suddenly have kind of a generation of very young drivers who grew up with them, kind of digital natives, and who live their whole lives through these smartphones. And it strikes me as well, I mean, it must be very difficult for you and your colleagues sometimes to kind of catch people using phones in the car, unless kind of seen with the naked eye. It's even more difficult. The difficulties with speeding that we're aware of, even more difficult maybe to deal with phone use.
Yeah, the difficulty with distracted driving, and I suppose that's a phrase that we would like to use more often now than just phone use, because most modern cars now have some sort of hands-free devices, and you can connect them to your car, or should be connecting to your car and having the conversation. But it is the distracted driving element. You know, 10 years ago, we didn't have the same volume of messaging apps and information coming onto our devices. They were a phone, and you maybe got a text message, and you were able to deal with that. But now, most people are on multiple sort of messaging apps and multiple platforms, which have push notifications, and even news platforms and that will have push notifications to alert people to breaking news and that. So that sort of volume of stuff is coming at the devices very, very quickly. And there is that urge to look at your device, to look at what's going on in the device. And there is that element of, well, I have to see what's going on. So it is the distracted element of the driving that people really need to look at. And the best way to deal with that is by putting your phone on silent, and maybe putting it in the glove box of the car, or putting it certainly to one side for the duration of the journey that you're undertaking. But that distracted driving is also to a certain degree in some of our vulnerable road users, our pedal cyclists, maybe e-scooters, or pedestrians who have headphones on and are walking, maybe not paying attention to the environment that they're in either.
Timmy Dooley is with us as well, a Fianna Fáil senator and a member of the Oireachtas Transport Committee. Senator, you're welcome to the show. What role for policymakers in trying to reverse this trend do you think?
Good evening, Kieran. I think Liam has set out the landscape very well, and the response obviously from government will have to be taken into consideration. Quite a bit of work has been done, as you know, in relation to the reduction of speed limits. And that's something that has been called for by others, and I think something that, when it's appropriately implemented across the road network, will have the potential to have a significant impact, but only if the level of enforcement is to a standard that those people who use the road, who do so in a casual and a careless way, feel that they're going to be apprehended somewhere along the way. I also think that there's other work in relation to better education, better notification, better publicity around the impact. And I know that the Road Safety Authority have a rather strong campaign at the minute of trying to get loved ones to talk to those within their own family whom they know are somewhat more careless on the road, using it as a tool to try to change driver behaviour. There's no silver bullet in any of this, nor there never has been. But I think the continued focus by society generally, by the media and by government by the continued revision of the statutes, is a way to keep the discussion in the public, so that at a time when we haven't lost somebody on the road for a period of time, that we still remind people that the road is a dangerous place, and that all of us who use it, regardless of whether we're just walker, cyclist, motorist in whatever guise, we have a responsibility to do so in a manner that doesn't, in the first instance, put ourselves at risk, or indeed those around us. I think there's work to be done too in relation to this issue of drinking drugs. I know there was a period of time where young people were very self-critical and very self-aware about drinking or the consumption of narcotics and driving. Anecdotally, I believe that's changing. I think work needs to be done on that again. I think we had reached a very good state at a stage. I think we're regressing a little bit there, but the statistics may in due course identify that. I think from a government perspective, I think we're going to have to look at addressing the numbers of Gardaí. I think our numbers have fallen, fallen too low for a whole variety of reasons, and I think that has to be addressed. I see it in other areas of society. We're not going to talk about antisocial behaviour now, but that's also an issue.
Yeah.
But certainly in terms of supporting the Gardaí in their work, they only have so many officers. They can only do so many. They can only do so many stops on a particular day. And I think that's one of the biggest deterrents of all.
Yeah, and Timmy, you know, the focus obviously after kind of a weekend of road deaths is on kind of speeding and drinking, drug driving, as you say, and mobile phone use behind the wheel of a car. A point Leo made earlier as well, though, was about the kind of the lower level of offence. And you've got the kind of the road traffic version of broken windows theory, you know, leave a broken window in the street and after a while the kind of the whole street falls into disrepair. And that we too often a blind eye is turned to people nipping through an orange light or stopping in the yellow box at junctions. And that it what it betrays is a kind of a slight disregard that lots of people have. Lots of people who kind of shake in their head at how awful this is listening to this conversation, and they still themselves, and maybe I'm falling into this category, a kind of a quiet disregard for some of the minor rules of the road.
No, I get that, and I understand where Leo is coming from, and that comes down to driver behaviour. It also comes down, maybe that's something that's endemic in our culture, that we're more of risk takers or taking chances than other groups of people across Europe. But it all comes down to driver behaviour, and I think driver behaviour is informed by the training in the first instance, and maybe we need to go back and look at how people now start out, how they learn to drive, the kind of courses they have to go through, the work they have to do, at what point they start. Should we be looking at an earlier induction of teenagers to interfacing with the driving community? Is it something that should be part of the school curriculum? Should it be something part of transition year? I know there are very good programs there at the moment. And do we inculcate it into at a much earlier stage in our process, considering that it's such an important feature of life thereafter, and one which has such dreadful consequences that we've seen this weekend? And I think, you know, there's no point being specific about these individual accidents at the weekend, and of course our sympathies and our hearts go out to the families that are affected, but there's issues like this happening all the time, and we must be mindful that we have to have a structured approach rather than a knee-jerk response to a particular set of events like this weekend. And I think that the education piece is really important, but at the end of the day, you can have all the speed limit reductions, you can have all the enhanced legislative packages, but unless those that are careless feel that they're going to get caught, or they're going to potentially lose their license, or their penalty points are going to amass and it's going to impact on the cost of their insurance or whatever, I think so. There's the carrot and stick approach.
Yeah, but you need that. You need that fear of getting caught.
It has to be there at some point as well.
It has to be. Listen, we appreciate your time. Timmy Dooley, who is a Fianna Fáil senator and he's a member of the Oireachtas Transport Committee. We also spoke to Superintendent Liam Garrity of An Garda Síochána. Liam.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
What does innovation sound like? it sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.